This is GQDN for Thursday, December 12th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get the drink mixes. Delicious, delicious stuff. When you do, put in the promo code QUEST and you get 25% off of your purchase. Great stuff. If you get it today, you might be able to get those drink mixes by Christmas. So go try it. Go get it. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff up there. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some free play days coming for Xbox people. We got some Riot Esports to talk about too. And we have some other video game news as well, but not just sales. But we're going to start today with Rumorville. So that's going to be a starting point for today. Because PushSquare.com did say that Kadokawa employees are waiting for a Sony buyout because they want to see a change in management. Now, this potential buyout has been reported on over the past few weeks and has been encouraged by the Kadokawa employees. Sorry if I butchered the name. I probably did. But now, this rumor is now fueled by a new Japanese publication, Bunshun, and they said that there was a anonymous, quote, veteran employee, quote, that did tell the publication, quote, "The people around me are thrilled at the prospect of an acquisition by Sony," end quote. Now, Kadokawa did suffer a cyber attack early this year, and that's where some personal data was leaked. And the employees weren't happy with the way that the company's management did react to the situation. So here's what some of the employees did say. Quote, "They didn't even bother to hold a press conference after the people's personal information was leaked," end quote. Now, the reason why there is some anticipation between Sony and the potential buyout is because of the Kadokawa's CEO, Takashi Nansono, because that person took the role back in 2021. Now, he's not very popular with the workforce, which is based on some anonymous statements, and that's the main reason why the employees want to see the sale. So will it happen? We shall see. Now let's get to some hardware. And we go to TheBridge.com, and they said that the VoiceMod key dongle is now available because that could connect to your Xbox and your PlayStation and Nintendo Switch consoles. And that will be a soundboard and voice-changing desktop software that would work on those consoles as well. Now, it is now available in the U.S. after being teased this past July. And the universal changes have been limited to the desktop PCs and Macs. But now with the new USB-C connections, but now they can connect to the different consoles and some different phones. And that would include the iPhone because it does have a lightning adapter. So if you want something like that, you can try that out. So you can go check that out. But that's not the only thing that they were talking about. They were also talking about the Android XR with new headsets and smart glasses. And that's what Google is doing. And they were showing it off on the site because the glasses could actually be like a video or recording stuff, something like that, which is what some could do. Now, the Android XR is still in the early stages, but the developers are going to start getting the software and hardware that they need to build for the new operating system. So, maybe we could see games there. Maybe. Instead of going totally VR. That's kind of a thought. However, technology is indeed interesting. That would include what the Call of Duty Black Ops 6 developers are talking about. According to PCGamer.com, they want to maximize fun for the players. But how will they do that? Well, not even the site knows. But they were talking about some of the Call of Duty games, which brought in Groot, Nicki Minaj, and some Fallout crossovers. And in Black Ops 6, you may have seen some demons, some dragons, flaming skulls, a Bongon, and a cat girl. So was that fun for you? Well, there was an interview with Directo, which is the associate creative director, Miles Leslie. And Miles said that they were going to cram a lot of fun into the game. So here's what he said, quote, "Fun always comes first for us. Of course, we want to stay grounded in the DNA that makes Black Ops game unique when it comes to the core gameplay, but we also like to break the rules if it's going to maximize fun for players. Now, PC Gamer does not know what Leslie meant about fun, but the site did say that maybe they'll look into the past, like the cat girl, in order to put fun in the current game. We shall see what fun would be, at least what Black Ops 6 developers' fun interpretation would be. But this too looks kind of fun. Eurogamer.net did say that Mew for the next Pokemon TCG Pocket Booster packs could be coming, because there's a new booster pack coming to Pokemon TCG Pocket, and it'll be the mythical island that features Mew on its cover. And the mythical island booster will be available Tuesday the 17th, so 5 days from now. Now, Pokemon TCG Pocket was up on Twitter and said, quote, "Oh hey, what's this? Let me go ahead and drop this here. I kicked a lot of doors to get this information to you. Realistically, I asked really nice and cried a little. Behold, Mythical Island." Go have fun there. Maybe this was fun too. Eurogamer also said that the Plucky Squire has now added a streamline mode, because that was in response to some feedback about the game's difficulty and some very chatty characters. The option is now available via free update and PC, and it'll be coming soon to Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series X and S. Now, the streamlined mode will include trims, so that way there will be less dialogue. So, we shall see what happens with that. Now, what about Path of Exile 2? Well, according to Pure Xbox, it is one of the top paid games on the Xbox platform, because Pure Xbox did take a look at the UK and US top paid charts, and right now Path of Exile is currently in the number 4 spot, and the UK is the number 2 spot in the US. So in the UK it's number 4 and the US is number 2. And there are some discounted Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League and Call of Duty Black Ops 6. So right now it's doing pretty well with sales. So right now if you want to buy it, I figure about $30, roughly. That's what it is on the Xbox store, but where else? It's on a lot of different platforms. Go check it out. And that includes Steam. But Dot Esports did say, when are the new Steam sales dates? Well, the winter sale is next up. And right now that's December 19th, and it ends January 2nd. The next sale will be the Rim Time Strategy Fest from January 20th, with the next fest, and that will be coming back on February 24th until March 3rd. And there are some more dates to come there as well. But we shall see what happens in 2025. So, we shall see what happens with Steam. Just know that the sales are coming. Now we're into the esports corner, because Riot did announce the Team Fight Tactics Paris for this month. And that comes to us from invinglobal.com, and it is the game called Team Fight Tactics. And that'll take place in December 2025. So not this month, but next year. Sorry. But that will be the biggest competitive community event to return to Europe. Now, the Paris Open will also have some panels with developers, meet and greet opportunities with community members, and some merchandise as well. And maybe some of the players as well. So, if you're looking forward to it, the Paris Open will happen next December. Not this month, but a year from now. Now here's a popular game. If you want something on sale, PC Games N did say that Balatro, maybe not itself, but the Deck Builder's Encore, is on sale at about 88% off, which means it's $19. And you can get that via Humble Bundle. Just look for the DBS Deck Builder's Encore Game Bundle. It's in comparison to Balatro. At least that's according to PC Games N. Now, what if you're looking forward to Mafia the Old Country? According to WCCF Tech, there was a new video about this one. And the Old Country was released today ahead of the Game Awards show. So if you've seen it, you know what's coming. If you haven't seen it, well, you might know what's coming, because Podcast Now and called Twitter did say Sly Cooper 2 and 3 are doing very well. Video around midnight going through some numbers. Hopefully PlayStation is watching. Damon Andrews did show a video and said, "Summer 2025, about Mafia. So we shall see about Mafia itself. But we will end today with the Xbox Wire, because there are some games coming to Xbox on a free-to-play days. So free-to-play is today. It will end on December 15th, which is Sunday. That's for some of them. The rest of them will be tomorrow, December 13th, and then we go to December 20th. So what's going to be in those games? Now keep in mind, these are memberships required. EA Sports FC 25. EA Sports Madden NFL 25. WWE 2K24. Dragon Ball The Breakers. Call of Duty Black Ops 6 Cross-Gen Bundle. And Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons Remake. Those are the ones that are on sale. And those are the ones that will be free to play starting today or tomorrow. Check your Xbox for more details. Tonight, the Game Awards. Twitch.tv/JoeSpace. I will be sidecasting the Game Awards. So if you want to see them with me sidecasting, go check it out. If not, and if you don't watch the Game Awards, I will get you hooked up tomorrow. So until tomorrow or tonight, go play some games, people. We'll see you then.